All businesses in Wisconsin would be allowed to reopen a week from today under a plan from the state's largest business group. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce rolled out its back-to-business proposal on Friday, the day Governor Evers' safer-at-home plan was first set to expire. The WMC plan calls for businesses to implement measures to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. The safer-at-home order is in place through Memorial Day weekend, though certain provisions have been relaxed, including a few more announced today, effective Wednesday. Last week, the Evers administration introduced its own plan to reopen the economy. It requires drops in positive COVID-19 tests as a percentage and reductions of new infections with flu-like symptoms. The Department of Workforce Development says nearly 400,000 initial unemployment claims have been filed from mid-March through mid-April. Scott Manley is Executive Vice President of Government Relations at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Scott, good to have you back with us again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you give us the elevator pitch for this back-to-business plan from WMC?
Yeah, it's our plan basically says, you know, every business should be allowed to reopen, but we need to take a look at what that risk is on an individual-by-individual business, as well as what is the risk in their particular community. Because one of the things that has been really striking about Wisconsin's experience with COVID-19 is that lots of counties are having a very different experience from one another. So our plan basically says, let's take a look at the type of business and the risk associated with that type of business, and take into account other factors like what is the infection rate in the county that business is operating in, and what is the population density of that county that the business is operating in, and finally, what is the hospital capacity and the ability of local hospitals to treat patients in that county, and take all of those factors together and give businesses a risk score of either minimal, moderate, and substantial. And then based on what that risk score is, the business would have different mitigation requirements that they would be needing to implement as a condition of being in business. And so the higher your risk, the more mitigation activities that the business would need to do in order to protect their employees and the general public, the customers who would be visiting their business.
So under your plan, who would evaluate the risk and then who would enforce it to make sure those mitigation measures are actually implemented?
So the risk scores would be determined by publicly available data. So the infection rate piece of the score, the Department of Health Services keeps that data and updates it every single day. Same thing as the hospital utilization scores for things like how many ICU beds are available, how many ventilators are available in any given county, what the PPE supplies are. You know, all of that information is available online, and it's updated every single day. In terms of like the risk factor associated with different types of businesses, the Census Bureau has a classification system, and they divide businesses up into 311 different categories of business. And our plan assigns a low, medium, or high risk score to each of those 311 different business types based on OSHA's guidelines for COVID-19 in the workplace. And then those scores were then reviewed by medical experts, and we sought their advice, and then they provided additional input on that. In terms of who enforces it, you know, this would be done at the local level by local public health departments. They're the ones that are really in the position to make sure that people are following these types of public health based requirements.
And would they have to sign off before the business reopens, or do they do spot checks? What would that local health department do to make sure this was being observed?
Well, it's just like any other. I mean, we've got, you know, thousands and thousands of different health codes all across Wisconsin that are enforced locally. And that's, that's being done even today, you know, before this virus hit. And it's done on a complaint basis. It's done on the basis of spot checks. But you know, as we envision this, is if there was a business that wasn't doing what they were supposed to do, either their employees or the business or the people visiting that business, you know, would be able to file a complaint and say, hey, this business isn't doing the social distancing that they're required to do, or they're operating above the capacity for their business that they're required to do. And people would know what those are, because under our plan, the risk scores that businesses are given, they would have to post that risk score on, you know, like the front door or front window of their business, so that members of the general public could see how they score.
Talking to Scott Manley from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce about their new proposal to reopen businesses around the state, the back to business plan. You are aiming for, I think, the beginning of next week to have this in place. Is that right?
Yeah, we think that would be ideal. Correct.
And why that date in particular?
Well, because every day that we wait, we have people losing their livelihoods. I mean, we've got a situation now in Wisconsin where our unemployment rate is over 18%. We've had over 400,000 people file for unemployment since mid-March. We've got we know that people who track foot traffic data based on the GPS and cell phones, that we've seen a 50% reduction in foot traffic at retail businesses since the beginning of March. That's closer to a 70% reduction for restaurants. And a study that just came out last week that was conducted, a survey by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and UW Oshkosh, found that 1 in 3 businesses that are closed right now are likely to never reopen again if the stay-at-home orders remain in place. So there are, you know, we're all very concerned about the public health aspects of COVID-19, but I think we need to be equally concerned about the economic health aspects of this, because literally hundreds and thousands of people in Wisconsin are facing financial hardship because of what's happened with the requirement that people stay at home.
One concern that's been raised is one business that has been able to stay open, meatpacking plants. Of course, is an essential part of the food supply chain. But we've seen outbreaks surrounding a lot of these plants, Wisconsin, South Dakota, elsewhere in the Midwest. And now some of these places have closed not because of stay-at-home orders, but because of the disease itself. Are you worried that reopening businesses without testing in place could risk replicating that at other, especially large-scale businesses?
Well, we do have testing in place in Wisconsin, and testing is increasing just about every single day. The way our plan works, though, is that businesses' risk scores, which they're required to update every week, are driven by what is the infection rate that's happening in the county that they operate in, and what is the hospital utilization factors that exist for the county that they're operating in. So if we do see an outbreak, as there's been in Brown County in the last couple of weeks, that will get picked up in the data, and the risk scores for businesses in Brown County will go up. And as the risk scores for businesses in Brown County go up, then correspondingly, the restrictions on their business go up and increase, and the mitigation steps that businesses would be required to do, including restrictions on their operational capacity, would happen. So the way our plan works, you know, if we do have a flare up or a hot spot, the model responds to that, the plan responds to it, and businesses are required to act accordingly. The good thing about it, though, is that for all of the other areas of the state where they aren't experiencing a flare up, we're not penalizing them requiring them to engage in the types of restrictions that are causing hundreds of thousands of people to lose their jobs. So we think it strikes the appropriate balance by recognizing the risk associated with certain types of business, but also recognizing that different regions of the state are, you know, experiencing very different infection and transmission rates. And we think that we need to recognize those differences if we want to protect people's livelihoods.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Scott Manley, Executive Vice President of Government Relations at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. We talked to him about WMC's Back to Business plan. It would allow state businesses to reopen starting next week with safeguards aimed at mitigating the spread of COVID-19.